U.S. and Iraqi military officials say there's been a fierce battle between Iraqi police commandos and insurgents. It took place at a training camp near the city of Samarra. Iraqi police estimate that 85 gunmen were killed. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
According to the U.S. military and Iraqi officials, at around 11 a.m. yesterday, hundreds of police commandos acted on a tip from the local population. The U.S. provided air cover with attack helicopters as the commandos surrounded what is being cited as a terrorist training camp on the banks of Lake Tharthar, a man-made lake once used by Saddam Hussein for fishing vacations. According to the spokesperson for the 42nd Infantry Division based in Tikrit, Major Richard Goldenberg, the camp consisted of three tents and makeshift fighting positions set up nearby. He says the battle lasted for about 2 hours, although some insurgents who escaped are still being pursued. Found at the scene were a small number of arms that also included a suicide vest, foreign passports, cassette tapes, and manuals. Major Goldenberg could not confirm the death toll. Iraqi military officials have given a slightly different version of events. They say that the camp was populated by over 100 insurgents and had well-set up defenses in place, including boats and guard posts. A press release from the Ministry of Interior says that computers and cars rigged with explosives were discovered at the scene, along with heavy weaponry. The release says one Algerian was apprehended. According to Major General Rashid Fleya, who appeared on Iraqi satellite station Al Araqiya, passports at the scene showed that some of the other fighters were from Afghanistan, Morocco, and the Philippines. Fleya says that 10 Iraqi police commandos were killed in the raid, along with 85 insurgents. There were no U.S. casualties. According to Reuters, the insurgents too had their own account of what happened. Notices posted on the walls in Samarra and Tikrit by a group called the Islamic Army of Tikrit said only 11 militants had been killed in the battle. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.